Welcome to The Path of the Raven, Voices of the Modern Heathens, pilot episode. This episode will be more of a broad overview of why we decided to start a podcast. So firstly, let me welcome you to the Modern Heathen Revival. This will be an exciting path for all of us. For finding your way to the show. It is a crazy time to be alive. The world that we thought we knew is now turned upside down. Every time I turn on the TV, it seems to get darker. It shows me that most people are lost in the woods. But us heathens love the woods. It is the only place that we can see our true path. This is where the gods speak to us. So stay with me after a quick shout out to our sponsor. All right, let's get this started. Normally, this would be the point where I would have a guest or one of my listeners on, which is still a guest, and we would bring up a way for us to bring a certain segment of our heathen beliefs into the modern world. That's kind of what the show is going to be all about, is how to take some of the ancient traditional practices and bring them into more of a modern light. Okay, so the reason why the Path of the Raven was created was more of an educational side to the heathen revival. It was a place where people could come and learn from other heathens on what they do to practice, what they do to worship, how some of them got over some of the hardships that we face when we try to even just tell our parents that, you know, I'm thinking that I want to follow this path. There's a lot of negativity towards the heathen revival, and I'm hoping that in some of our episodes we can get past this. We can come together as a group and give the tools to our other listeners who are just starting or who are interested, and help them through some of the tougher times that we've faced in the past. So that's why the Path of the Raven was created. Now, the podcast was an idea that was proposed to me by one of my most trusted advisors. And I thought this would be a great way to get our message out there. And we could keep it interactive. I can take some emails from you guys, invite you onto the show, and we can have some amazing discussions. Because the only way to get the information out there is if we all share. A little bit of my background is, I am a Gothi of one of the local kindreds in my area. I've been practicing heathenism for a few years now, most of my adult life anyways. But only in the last few years, with the support of my family and some of my trusted friends, have I taken my beliefs and made them more public. I have gone to trade shows, I do rune reading, spiritual guidance. I'm also a certified life coach, and I've used that certification to go more of a heathen life coach, which is why I started the Path of the Raven. I really do believe in the path that I'm on, and I really want to share it with everybody. So the more importance of this episode is more to give you an idea of what the future ones are going to hold. So hopefully it entices some of you to want to be a guest. And that is actually my biggest goal right now. And what do I want to accomplish? I want to accomplish how we can take some of our traditional practices and make them modern practices. Now, with saying this, it's kind of a large umbrella. It is, it's also a large feat. So some of the questions I have to answer is, one, is it worth it? Is it even appropriate to do or necessary? Do we need to portray our gods and goddesses in a modern representation? Or should we stick to just our historical views, historical practices? Well, let's dive into some of them. Is it worth it? I believe it is. Because without growth, without building more, things die. Things become stagnant. Things become irrelevant. People become bored with it. Now, is it appropriate? Well, that's where you have to judge. I can't judge that one for everybody. Because there are going to be some things that I do or that my guests do that you're going to say, no, I don't feel right. I don't feel comfortable doing that. And that's fine. That's the best part about our path. We're not a religion. And I know that is going to bite some people. But hear me out. We're not a religion. We are a path or a following. A religion has set rules, set guidelines, that if you disobey or if you break these rules, you will be punished. Not only by man, but by whatever deity you're following. And that is just not our way. Our way doesn't see us kneel or grovel in fear of our gods. We need to embrace them as family. And that is why they are called the living gods. They make mistakes, man, and we will get into them in some of the stories that we are going to cover throughout the episodes this year. The gods are not perfect, and that's what makes them relatable. But that's what also scares other religions about our practices, is because our gods do not have to follow the divine rules. They do not have to be perfect at all times. They are allowed to make mistakes. Our gods also die, where other religions would roll over if we were tried to explain that about their gods. But that's getting off topic, and that's getting onto another episode that I'm hoping to have one of you join me as a guest. Okay, do we need to portray our gods and goddesses in a more modern representation? I think not. But to leave them in the past, wearing loincloths and wolf fur, might not work. Because if we still believe and we still have faith like we did or like our ancestors did, then our gods walk among us. And I believe that. I believe they're here. I believe they are around every corner, just waiting and listening. So if you had a bunch of long, red-haired, ginger-bearded men in lion skin or wolf skin cloaks, they'd stand out. So, do I think we need to understand that our gods and goddesses should be represented in more of a modern look? Yes, I do. Because that allows them to be relevant. That allows them to be here with us. And that is something that I believe in. Should we stick to our historical traditions? Absolutely. Absolutely we should. But we should try and bring them into a modern style. Like some of our rituals. A lot of the Christian holidays that are the holidays that were given off from work were originally pagan holidays too, or heathen, whatever you want to call it. So we don't need to really change much. We just need to get over ourselves and enjoy and join in the festivities. There are holidays too. Now you don't need to make it so that it's so intrusive that your family doesn't want to join you. Simple things to change. Like, rather than making a cheers to the table, make a cheers to your ancestors, to your grandparents or great-grandparents. origins, to your heritage. Things like that are acceptable across all faiths, and it would allow you to bring in some of your practice into your traditional holiday meals with your family. We don't need to alienate our families or friends just because our path is different. That is not what we do. We are very inclusive. A true heathen doesn't dismiss the Christian God. A true heathen accepts him as another God and allows for them to practice what they want. Now, sometimes we haven't been given the same respect, but that's not our problem. That's theirs. We can include everyone. We can include all people from all walks and all different religions. Because again, ours is a faith-based path. When we come to a fork in the road, we can choose to go left or right. We can choose to stay on the same path as our friends, or we can choose to take a different path. The only thing written in stone is the runes. Other than that, everything can get changed. Everything is able to be redone, because we make our own destiny. The Norns spin the strings of faith or fate, and we are subject to that. We allow them to cut those strings and bring out new ones, because we are our own masters of our destiny. So going back to the question, is it necessary to bring the practice in to modern times? I think it is. I think it is very necessary. Now, you don't have to take all the advice from me. Majority of this show is all going to be opinion based. It's going to be my opinion. It's going to be my guest's opinion. And I hope that you will go to the description of this episode, click on the email address there, and send me your thoughts, so that next time I can bring what you believe to the air. And by doing this, we bring it to the world. The modern heathen revival is here. It is happening. And I hope that you all stay with me and you keep following, because this is going to be amazing. We're at the ground level right now, and all we can do is go up from here. So I hope that this episode kind of gave you guys an idea of where I'm going to go with it from here. I'm not going to waste too much time just running on and on and on, because I can. But I don't want to get into too many of my future episodes that I already have planned, because I'm excited about this. I'm hoping that I bring honor to the gods, to my kindred, to my family, and to myself. And I hope that you guys feel that when you want to come onto the show, that I am going to represent you properly, because I am. There is no fear here. I am not here to attack anybody. I'm just here to give you a voice. This isn't my voice of a heathen. This is the voices of the modern heathens. I want to hear from all of you. I want you guys on the show. I want you guys to bring out your traditions, or the things that you do, or the things that you've seen. You know, I cannot wait for the episode where I ask for multiple people to come on or send me their experiences with what they believe was an interaction with one of our gods. I cannot wait. It will be a lot of fun. I hope you're beginning to understand that you are not alone on this path. Choosing to look for more knowledge and expanding your understanding is worth the time. So if you enjoyed the show, please review us on whatever streaming site you're listening and support the podcast. I don't mean just money, but your time. Help us with research, send me a question or ideas for how to bring our path to the modern world. Be a guest, or simply share the podcast. A simple share is worth more than you know. So let's keep this raven soaring. That will be all for this segment. Thank you, Ravens. It is always a pleasure. And remember, you can't stop the signal. Everything goes somewhere, and now we can go everywhere. Watch for a new episode coming this weekend. And thank you for staying tuned. I raise my horn to Odin. May he bless you and yours. Skull.